98 Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Another revelation that will do nothing to improve the historically low esteem in which most people hold the Supreme Court. Days after reporting that an upside-down U.S. flag was spotted at the home of Justice Samuel Alito, the New York Times published images of another controversial symbol, the pine tree flag, flying outside Alito's vacation home last summer.
It's unclear who placed the flag and what kind of statement was being made. The flag, which dates back to the Revolutionary War, has also been associated with Christian nationalism. Supreme Court justices are supposed to avoid the appearance of political bias. And Democrats argue Alito has a conflict of interest and should recuse himself from two January 6 cases now before the high court.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. After beating up on him all through the early primaries, Nikki Haley on Wednesday announced she'll vote for Donald Trump in November. China has begun 2 days of large-scale military exercises around Taiwan. This is ABC News. The U.S. warned Israel against a full-blown invasion of Rafah on the Gaza-Egypt border. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Israelis may have listened.
What we have seen so far in terms of Israel's military operations in that area has been more targeted and limited, has not involved major military operations into the heart of dense urban areas. We now have to see what unfolds from here.
A Southern California man is in custody, charged with swatting.
31-year-old Eduardo Rodriguez of Riverside is facing an 18-count indictment accused of placing swatting calls to create panic and get a police response. He allegedly threatened to commit mass shootings at several schools, including Sandy Hook, Connecticut, where a gunman killed 26, mostly children, at an elementary school in 2012. Rodriguez is also accused of making a bomb threat to Nashville's airport. He's now charged with a list of crimes. If convicted, he could get decades in prison. Alex Stone, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers ending. Skies gradually turning mostly clear. Southwest winds a bit breezy and mid-40s by daybreak. On Thursday, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Couple of showers or storms in the afternoon. Highs in the low to mid 70s. Currently 41 degrees.
If you like it now.
Hot new country.
If you liked it then.
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Ooh.
You must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too.
A little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Check in his hand till you can't.
post much ever. I'm just more of a voyeur, if that, I guess that's what you call it. But I got a friend request from somebody. I have no idea who it is. Why does that happen?
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch to some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chill.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country. QCountry.com.
Did you know that we are dumbing down our society, our language? I think it's true. I've said it before, especially with all these emojis, which isn't there a crop of new emojis coming out? We're progressively regressing. And now some new research is coming out that says words like gaslighting, emotional labor, and woke are ruining our language and our society. That's right. I mean, that's for sure. Things like that. These therapy speak terms are dumbing down the English language, Dr. Robert Morgan says. He's a lecturer on ethics from University of Leeds in the UK. So, yeah, we're dumbing down. I think that's no surprise, though. I mean, if you just talk to a youngster these days, you know we're getting dumb. There's no hope left.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Today's best country.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy, General.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
From today's biggest stars.
I love the music.
98Q Country.
Sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it.
classics. 98 Q Country.
It's no surprise that a lot of politicians are crooks, right? You can't trust them anymore. They're making money hand over fist. They go into the government not having a whole lot of money. By the time they retire, they're millionaires. You know what I mean? They're just crooks. Proving it, a Florida mayoral candidate has been arrested for, well, being a thief. Armed robbery of a Dollar General. Excuse me, allegedly. Whitfield Leland's 44. He stole the shirt off a staff member's back, holding up the store at gunpoint. He fled the scene with a fistful of cash. How much was he actually getting from a Dollar General? He led the cops to a wooded area. There he was apprehended, charged with robbery, firearms possession, battery, and resisting arrest, among others. And chances are, old Leland is not going to get to be the Democratic mayor of his little town.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers ending. Skies gradually turning mostly clear. Southwest winds a bit breezy and mid-40s by daybreak. On Thursday, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Couple of showers or storms in the afternoon. Highs in the low to mid-70s. Currently 41 degrees.
Do not attempt to change the station.
Oh, look at that.
Rascal Flat.
This is Toby Keith.
Look at that.
Hi, this is Zach Brown.
Hi, we're Little Big Town.
Oh, go figure. Look at that.
This is Jennifer.
And Christian.
From Sugarland.
Oh, would you look at that.
Today's best country and more of it.
98 Q Country.
But it is.
good news. According to the U.S. World and Report, News and World Report, the best place to live in America is Naples, Florida, followed by Boise, Idaho. How about that? They ranked the best places to live. They selected 150 major cities to find the best place. And number three on the list, Colorado Springs. Number four, Greenville, South Carolina. I've been there. Greenville's a nice place. Charlotte, North Carolina. Raleigh, North Carolina. Huntsville, Alabama. Virginia Beach, Virginia. And then Austin, Texas comes up here on the list. What are they, about number 10 or something like that? So congratulations, Austin.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Rise and Fall, the new album from Scotty McCreery, is out now, featuring the chart-topping hit, Cabana Solo.
Drinking Cabana Solo, solo in the cab of my truck.
And other fan favorites, including Can't Pass the Bar, Slow Dance, and Love Like This. Rise and Fall, available now, wherever you get your music.
Please. The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
Country.
98Q Country.
Why'd you throw that?
98QCountry.com.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
dancing.
That sounds good, but I can't tell us because you're in it or not.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I know they say